At 6,000 feet, Christine Borman, our pilot, and I hop out of a helicopter into a snow-laden meadow below Courtright Reservoir in the Sierra National Forest. Borman is a Pacific Gas and Electric hydrographer and is part of a network of snow surveyors tallying water content in the Sierra Nevada. We're on one of the last snow survey flights of the season, measuring the meager snowpack in the Kings River watershed.
How's it feel out there?
Actually kind of warm for snow.
The data collected in this survey will be used by PG&E and others to estimate just how much snowmelt we can expect this spring. Even in a normal year, it's an important job. But in a drought like this one, she says these measurements are even more critical.
This year we have a dry year, just like we have for the past 2 years. Last wet year was in 2011. So the accumulation of three dry years means that there wasn't much water storage from the previous year, not much carryover.
As we hike from the helicopter to the first survey site, our snowshoes crunch over the snowpack that will soon feed into the reservoirs like Courtright and Wishon for energy production. The water will eventually flow into the Kings River and down into the San Joaquin Valley, supplying water to farms and cities like Fresno. Snow surveys like this go back decades.
We take a look at the map. This course was established in 1928. And the idea of the snow course is that you want to have repetitive data. So we have this tree that has an orange sign.
Borman assigns me the task of recording the survey data, while our pilot measures the distance between survey spots.
Okay, so what I'm doing is lining myself up with the aerial marker and the orange sign. I'm trying to get myself on the invisible line between the two points.
She then pierces the snow with a hollow aluminum tube that can expand to over 14 feet.
And this seems pretty soft, so I'm going to let it go down pretty easily. I want to be able to get a little piece of dirt or grass to know that I hit bottom instead of an ice layer. This is kind of a marshy creek area, so that's why you see all this water dripping from it. It means that underneath of the snow is melting.
Borman weighs the snow tube and compares its weight to its empty state.
49, so 8 inches of water pressure.
From our first survey point, we traveled to another meadow at 9,000 feet. But the weather takes a turn for the worse.
Looks like we're getting snowed in and getting heavier clouds coming in, so we're going to be safe and get out of here.
Borman's monthly readings help PG&E decide how much water they should release from reservoirs, how much hydropower the company can produce, and how the watershed she measures will contribute to the statewide snowpack.
We have a lot less water than we normally would, normal being an average of about 50 years. So we're about 20% of normal. So we do have to watch what we do with the water.
That's on par with previous drought years. She also says by looking at how agencies use water in past droughts, we can learn how to best utilize the little water we have.
76, 77 was a dry year as well. As far as I know, PG&E was out doing snow surveys that time too and was able to manage the water going into the reservoirs and still have enough water to meet the demands of customers.
Borman says that while surveys like this one show there may be enough water for PG&E's purposes this year, only time will tell if Valley farms and cities will be as fortunate. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.